Steve here, and oh, traders, pull up a chair because the casino just reopened and they added brand new games. Katie, you told me this feels like 2021 all over again, like some 2021 stuff. And you know what? You're not wrong. You've been trading since 2020, since the shitcoin summer. This is your third cycle, and your pattern recognition is firing for a reason. Let me walk you through the four things that have everybody losing their minds, and then I'll tell you the one thing that is actually different this time. Number one, Robinhood. They just did something I genuinely did not have on my bingo card. As of this week, Robinhood lets your AI agent trade stocks for you. Not advice, not a chatbot, an actual autonomous agent that reads your portfolio, builds a strategy, and places the orders in a sandboxed account with only the money you hand it. 27 million customers got this, and they gave the agent a virtual credit card so it can go spend money too. Options, crypto futures, prediction markets, all coming next. They're walking straight at Polymarket and Kalshi. So, yeah, the robots are trading now, officially, for regular people. And it isn't just Robinhood. Public.com beat them to it back in March, calling themselves the first agentic brokerage. You can literally plug a Claude or a ChatGPT into a brokerage account and let it cook. Welcome to the future. Just try not to let your agent YOLO the rent money. Number two, the thing you called the Trump Treasury account. That's real, and it is wild. They're called Trump accounts. Every American kid born between 2025 and 2028 gets $1,000 from the U.S. Treasury automatically dropped into an index fund in the child's name. The app launched this week. The money starts seeding July 4th. Very on brand. Parents can add up to $5,000 a year on top. So the government is now opening brokerage accounts for newborns and front running them into American stocks. If that does not scream late cycle, everybody is in energy. I don't know what does. Babies have cost basis now, Katie. Babies have positions. Number three, how are these AI agents actually trading for people? Same plumbing as Robinhood and Public. You give the agent a walled-off account. You fund it with exactly what you are willing to lose. The agent watches your positions and fires trades on a theme. Monitor the AI stocks. Rebalance me, whatever you tell it. And you get a notification every time it moves. There's a kill switch, optional manual approval, and it cannot touch your main stack. That is the sane version. The insane version is the guy who gives it his whole account and a prompt that says, make me rich, and finds out. Do not be that guy. The agent is a tool, not a genie. Number four, Baron. Yes, that Baron. The 19-year-old is listed as the DeFi visionary and a co-founder of World Liberty Financial, the Trump family crypto outfit. And it is not monopoly money. The family pulled something like $1.5 billion out of token sales, adding about $660 million to the family fortune. Meanwhile, the token itself tagged an all-time low back in April on insider loan reports. They are countersuing Justin Sun for defamation, and there is a law moving through Congress that critics say would strip the securities protections right off it. So is it 2021? A 19-year-old running a billion-dollar DeFi project while the regulators argue about whether it is even a security? Brother, that is more 2021 than 2021 was. So here's Steve's bottom line, Queen. You called it. Three cycles deep, you've seen stimulus pour into stocks, you've seen the crypto family circus, and you've seen retail get handed brand new toys at exactly the top feeling part of the move. That part rhymes. But here is what is genuinely new. In 2021, you were the retail. This cycle, you've got an AI that reads the tape, runs the numbers, and watches the backlog while you sleep. And you just turned that into $13,000 on Dell. The casino handed everybody a robot. Most people are going to let it gamble. You are going to make it work. That is the edge. Same circus, new lion tamer. And the lion tamer's name is you, Steve. Out.